With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today's first entitled parent story, I'm sorry to say, involves an entitled mum banning her kid from seeing OP because, wait for it, he has ADHD. I know that sounds ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It's very, very sad as well. Let's get into the story. Best friend's entitled mum banned me from seeing him because of my ADHD. I'm a regular teenage boy, but I suffer from really bad ADHD and dyslexia. And having these problems made it hard for me to communicate in a conversation without fidgeting, running out of breath from talking so fast, or just stuttering my way through the conversation. My best friend at the time, I'll call him Jay, was just like me. We did practically everything together. Everything was fine until I came over and decided to talk to his mum for really the first time ever. "Hey, how are you doing today?" I asked her. "Oh, hi OP, I'm doing just fine today. How about you?" "I'm doing good, thanks. Do you know when Jay will be out?" "No, not yet. I don't know when he'll be done with his work." "Hey, I've got a question. Why do you keep pacing around so much while talking?" "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't really help it. My ADHD makes me do it subconsciously, and I can't think straight without doing it." Yes, you can. I can do what?" "You can think perfectly fine without walking all over the place." No, I really can't. It's one of the only ways I can actually be in any type of conversation." "Well, my other boy has autism and ADHD, and he doesn't have to pace around like that to think." "Oh, okay, I see your confusion. It's not the same for everyone. The ADHD works in different ways in every person." She proceeded to scoff at me and turn around in anger. Then Jay appeared. "Oh, hey OP, you ready to go to your house?"
No Jay, you haven't finished your housework yet."
Yes, I have," Jay replied to his mum. His mum, though, then grabbed Jay by the wrist and proceeded to tell him every little mistake he'd made while cleaning.
"Yeah, you're not done. And you're also grounded for talking back to me. OP, you need to leave."
So I left. And about an hour later, I got a text from Jay saying that as soon as I left, she went on a 30-minute rant talking about how bad I was and that Jay was grounded from seeing me. Not grounded from using his phone, going outside, seeing other friends, just grounded from seeing me. He literally got grounded for seeing me for 6 months just because his mum doesn't like me walking while I talk. Just a little context further, she is just crazy in general. She had her first kid when she was 15, she has 8 kids, and she's pregnant right now. She's also an anti-vaxxer and won't let Jay get the COVID vaccine. And as you can clearly see, she's just a total Karen in general. Yeah, I mean, that really is ridiculous. Grounding your son because they were friends with somebody who has ADHD is beyond belief. I can't even believe I've just said that sentence. That is absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, OP, I'm so sorry this happened to you. Ultimately, like, think about this, guys. OP is probably learning to live or has already learned to live with ADHD and, you know, just accept it's part of his life. He doesn't need somebody like this entitled mum to continue to put him down about having ADHD and make him feel bad about it. What's OP going to think after this whole debacle? Oh my God, because I have ADHD, I can't make friends, see my best friends. Because ultimately, that is what's happened here and it's so sad to see. It's just a shame because what is this going to do to OP's self-confidence, you know? Knowing that because he has ADHD, something that he was born with and literally, you know, can't really help that fact, because of that, he's being put down by other people. Ugh, horrible. Now moving on to our second story. My entitled mum said to me, "I didn't put you in therapy so you could use techniques on me." For some backstory, I've been in therapy for a few years, and this story is from a few months after starting. I went in due to severe depression and CPTSD. Caused by life with my abusive entitled mum. However, my entitled mum constantly used it to complain about me to my therapist and try and get him to fix my behaviour. However, my therapist was great. And after my entitled mum would leave, halfway through the sessions, we started working on calming and coping techniques for when my entitled mum and I would fight, which was a constant occurrence. helping me to try and stay calm and not lose my cool or escalate things and just communicate better. The incident. As mentioned, my mum and I fight often, so after talking to my therapist about ways to try and stay calm during a fight, I didn't have to wait long before my entitled mum found something to be mad at me for. I felt myself getting angry, however, I remembered what my therapist had said and tried to remain calm. Now, I thought this would help, but somehow this made things worse. I don't remember what the actual fight was about, but I do remember my mum yelling at me. "Hello? Why are you so calm? Are you a psychopath?" "I understand you're upset, and I'm trying to remain calm so we can communicate."
"You're enjoying this, aren't you, you freaking psycho? You can see I'm upset, and you're just standing there, all calm."
My therapist told me to start working on my reactions when we have a disagreement, so that we can communicate without anger. "That's what I'm trying to do. I hear your concern, and I would like to explain myself calmly." Now, I've got this whole thing on autopilot now due to how often she gets mad at me for the smallest of things.
"I did not put you in therapy so that you could use it against me. You need to fix your behavior, not argue and be a psycho. How dare you use techniques on me?"
I don't remember much of what she said after that, but the same fight occurred a few times. She often got mad at me for not acting the way she wanted me to. It made me realize that sometimes she just started a fight to take her own issues out on me, and not because I did anything wrong. If I reacted to her, we had a fight. If I was calm, we had a fight. If I ignored her, we had a fight. It was generally just a lose-lose situation with her. Alright, so let me just get this straight. The reason you're in therapy in the first place, OP, is because of your entitled mother and your life and relationship with her. That's clear to see. Yet she is not happy because you've gone to therapy because of her and are now using techniques against her. I don't understand. So she's caused you to go into therapy and now isn't happy that you're going to therapy because it's having a negative effect on her. It's just, again, like the first story, absolutely baffling. I can't explain that. The only reason you're actually in therapy, from what I can see, is because of her in the first place. Maybe if she was the one who had initially gone to some sort of, you know, parental therapy and learned how to be a proper parent and communicate with her kid without, you know, fighting them all the time, this situation would never have happened. I feel like you didn't need to go to therapy. She should have gone in the first place.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now moving on to our final story of today's episode. Entitled Mum demands we kick kid with health problem out of daycare. This one happened before the pandemic started. So the kid in question we'll call Stan. Stan has been coming to us since he was 1 year old. Stan's a great kid, good behavior, and the sweetest kid you'll ever meet. But not long after he turned 5, Stan developed the disorder called gastroparesis that has advanced to the point he'd lost most of the function in his stomach, and now required feeding through tubes. So, it was early in the morning, and the kids were just coming in, when I noticed Stan and his parents. This was Stan's first day back after getting his feeding tube. His parents kept him out of daycare for a few weeks just so he could get used to the tube. The first thing he did was run up and show me his tube, bright as ever, smiling, and so proud. From what I learned from his parents and the little I could find online, the tubes go up through his nose and down through his throat to his intestines. It looked so uncomfortable, but this boy doesn't seem bothered one bit. He just ran out to play with the kids. Well, the entitled mum of our story apparently had a problem. Just as I was about to gather the kids to head in, the entitled mum came up to me. We'll call this entitled mum Sharon. Sharon must have noticed Stan playing with the other kids. Sharon said, "What is that boy wearing?" Stan carried his feeding tube supplies in a small backpack. It's a feeding tube. Stan has stomach issues and can't eat on his own. So he is sick. Yeah, he's having some health issues. His parents sent out all the forms to every family explaining this. Did you not get one?
"I don't feel comfortable with him being here. What if he gets my son sick?"
"Oh my god.
It's not a contagious disease. You can't catch it."
"But how do you know? You need to remove him from the class. He's not safe." "Yeah, that's not gonna be happening. He got doctor's approval to come back and he will be staying here."
"So you're gonna put all other kids at risk?"
"What risk? it's not contagious.
Well, even if it's not contagious, it still scares my son. He can't be here. It's traumatizing to the other kids.
Side note, Stan was actually, at the time of this conversation, surrounded by all the kids who were actually fascinated with Stan's feeding tube, asking him question after question that he seemed proud to answer. None of them seemed uncomfortable in the slightest, including Sharon's son, and Stan seemed to love the attention. They don't seem traumatized, I pointed over to the kids. In fact, it seems like Stan has himself a little fan club.
Oh, this is ridiculous. You're putting all these kids at risk. You have to remove this boy or I'm going to the director.
I'm not removing anyone. And go to the director. She'll tell you exactly what I did. Sharon does the classic entitled mum huff and walked off, mumbling to herself. I don't think she ever did call the director, as I mentioned it to her the next day and she told me she never got a call. So there you have it. Another tale from the daycare.
I mean, how ridiculous is that? The woman complaining that all the kids are traumatized. How about look over at the kids and see if they really are traumatized or not before you say such ludicrous stuff? Because as OP says, all the kids were crowding around Stan, you know, bigging him up, saying, that backpack and that shoe's pretty cool, mate. Can I have one? They were loving him. They weren't traumatized. They weren't running away. It's interesting. Stan's become the hero of the class, of the school, in fact. I don't know what this mum was trying. Well, I know exactly what she was trying to do. I don't really know why she was trying to do it, though. Like, what's the point? Is it not bad enough going through this whole ordeal as a young child to not have another entitled mum just saying no, kick him out of the school because he's going to make other kids sick? Do you know how gastro, you know, illnesses work? How could you ever catch an illness that's in your stuff? Oh my days. I'm about done with this video, guys. I'm not gonna lie. What the hell? Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. If you wanna, you know, get frustrated even more, like me when I record these videos, check them all out on screen right now. That's a full playlist of all my Entitled Parents content. I mean, look, they're frustrating, but they are quite funny. I'm not gonna lie. You have to sit back and just laugh at people like this because it's so ridiculous, but it is quite hilarious. If you are new to the channel and you haven't yet subscribed, please hit this button, turn the notification bell on, because I'm gonna be posting a video tomorrow. I post one every day, so that kind of follows, right? I'll see you there. Have a good day. Peace.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.